Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining us. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. I'm especially excited to be able to reintroduce you to someone who's been a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. You know her very well. Jorian Clark is the president and the founder of Spectracom, and she's our good friend. Jorian, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me, Jim. Always a delight to be here.
You're always invited, Jory. You can just drop in. You don't even have to be invited. Our door is always open for you. My microphone is your microphone, Jory.
Wonderful. Well,
okay,
thank you so much.
Let's talk about some of the things you've learned, you've been working on. You know, when you and I first started working together about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I got the date here somewhere. I'll have to find it. There was probably about maybe 10% diffusion of 10% of the users of the internet users had broadband connectivity.
Yes.
Today that number is about 50% and with a bullet, isn't it?
Yes, yes, absolutely growing. And what I love about this industry is the fact that new technology changes how we can communicate with each other on a regular basis. Broadband is one example. I think there isn't anybody who hasn't heard about the Disney-Pixar come together and
right.
The fact that now TV shows and entertainment content can actually be pushed right down to a little device that you can put on your hip and access
right.
Anytime.
You know, Jory, maybe one thing we might ought to do, just in case, you know, I keep thinking, Jory, I remember, you know, I was like 19 years old before I actually saw a color television. They were out there. I just never had gotten around to seeing one.
Yeah.
But I remember when my daughter was about maybe like 10, she was watching an old movie that was in black and white. And I walked by her one day and she said, "Dad, look, it's in gray and white."
Yes.
Now
yes.
She never heard the term black and white. She'd never seen a black and white show before, but
yes.
To her it was gray and white. So my point is, just in case there's somebody out there who doesn't know that there used to be something called dial-up, there's a big difference between the speed of your connectivity with broadband and the old dial-up system. But just again, so that everybody understands. Broadband connections, the big pipes sometimes people call them, are the way you connect through DSL on the telephone with a telephone company or cable if you connect to the internet through the cable company.
Yes.
So just to get that cleared up a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. And what is mostly noticeable to people for the first time is the experience difference. It's a lot like watching TV where you would see maybe one slide at a time versus seeing TV moving like it really moves.
Mm-hmm.
And with dial-up, of course, you all remember, you hear that, you know, as everything
right.
connects back and forth. And then you have to wait for about
a minute. I don't kind of miss that sound, Jory. Wasn't that a comforting sound when you could hear the link up?
I can tell you one sound I don't. I wish I could miss. You've
what?
Got email.
Oh yeah. You've got mail.
But what happened was, you know, we would all, you know, sit down with maybe a newspaper to read or a cup of coffee, or because you'd have to click on something, you'd have to wait for it to download.
Right.
So the experience just took a lot longer. So of course you couldn't see as much because you just didn't ran out of time.
Now it's virtually instantaneous.
Yes, it's called a constant state. And
mm-hmm.
what's happening are people are just leaving their computers on all the time to the broadband. So it's a lot like all of a sudden having a television where the information just pushes regularly and quickly down
mm-hmm.
to your computer. And, of course, what that allows those of us who are using this channel to advertise or market our products, it allows us to all of a sudden send lots of pictures, and, you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So now all of a sudden we can send sounds, and we can send pictures, and we can send video, and it's an altogether different way to communicate. It's like going from smoke signals to all of a sudden a regular conversation.
You know, Jory, I started my newsletter, my email newsletter, over 6 years ago. We're now in our seventh year of the newsletter. When I first started sending it, I knew I didn't want full HTML with graphics and all that because back then almost nobody had broadband. I mean, very few people had broadband, and so HTML, you know, folks with the banners and the graphics and all that, HTML was just way too slow, and most people refused to accept HTML.
Yes.
I refused to do a newsletter that didn't have some kind of formatting in it.
Yes.
So I made mine what I called HTML Lite. It had some color and some formatting, but no graphics.
Yeah.
Now, every newsletter almost has loaded up with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing how this has changed just in the last 5 or 6 years. Quick break. We're going to be right back with Jorian Clark after these messages. She's the founder of Spectracom. Stay with us.
This ain't no place for losers, or the innocent of mine.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Thank you for all of you who helped us have a record month in January, and we appreciate that very much. As you know, it's a free site. Everything there is all for your benefit. Use it to your little heart's content, and archives and articles, and the blog is there, and our newsletter that you can subscribe to. You can subscribe to the blog, too. Two different things. If you can't get enough of hearing from me, we'll send you something every day except Saturday, and we give you Saturday off, give you at least one day a week to take a break. Jory Clark knows all about these things. She's one of the people I go to when I need some help in with our online strategy, and she's one of the smartest I know about in that part of the marketplace. She's the president and the founder of Spectracom, and we're talking about the online world, the always online world, right, Jory? Always
yes,
on.
Yes, always online.
The broadband world.
And I think, Jim, one of the key things to think about as business owners is to think about what is it that really captivates our the people we're selling to, whether they're customers or consumers, whether we're a B2B or a B2C business, and then thinking about how can we do that more online. Now, that could be purchasing online, that could be allowing them to build or create customize something that we sell. It could be for them to be able to look up their past records. It could be for them to be able to purchase something late into the evening and get it delivered right away.
You know, Jory, I just did a little soliloquy earlier in the hour. I was talking about customers, and the message that I was delivering was that a customer's life is very, very simple. It's beautifully simple. It's all about them.
Yes.
And what you're talking about, and when we realize that, when we understand that, we actually become more successful dealing with them when we realize that it's not at all about us. It's all about them.
Yes.
That's what they think, and they get to think that. And what you're talking about is making that experience not only be what they want when they get there, but actually allowing them, you're talking about actually allowing them to say, you know what, I like this, but if my pillow were just a little fluffier, I'd like it even more. And so, and then you say to them with your website, well, here, fluff it up yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And do it any time of the night or day that you want to.
What? Give us an example of a real, I mean, you know, we're using all these metaphors. Give us an example of what that might look like in real life.
Well, one of the projects that we finished recently was something we did for Huggies diapers. And we had talked to a lot of moms out there to find out what were their issues, what did they need. And we found there were two things that they were looking for. One was they were looking to connect with other moms, and that's what's known as a social network, mm-hmm. where people are looking, because it might be that any of your immediate friends might not have the same situation, or you may not want to talk to your family about something.
Right.
And so what people use the internet for is to find other people like them with similar problems, irregardless of the geography of where they live.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do that thing we all do as people, which we say, well, how did you deal with this? And what did you find? And what would you suggest, et cetera? And that's called experiential knowledge. It's not necessarily experts as far as a doctor or a plumber or any of those other experiences, but it's just the practical,
so you're talking about
common sense knowledge.
You're talking about giving your customers an opportunity to talk to each other on your website?
Yes, yes.
I know I probably shouldn't say this, but that almost sounds a little dangerous.
Well, you know what it is it can be.
Stick of dynamite can make a roadway for you, or it can bring down the mountain on top of you.
It's like that cartoon where the one critter lights it and hands it to the other, and the one says, "What is this?" He says, "I don't know. Let me read it. Dynamite."
Yeah.
So it can be dynamite if you
aren't
ready for what you're doing. But
that's right.
Part of what it is your loyal customers will also speak up for you and sort of monitor the other. And frankly, don't you want to hear the bad news as well as the good news?
Are you suggesting that you are able to edit this? And I don't mean change their words. I mean, are you able to monitor and control what goes up?
Well, there's a variety of ways to do it. And
because, you know, some people get off their meds, and who knows what they're going to say.
There's a variety of ways you can do it. Some companies aren't ready yet to really open up a dialogue between everyone in the universe and their company, or have it on their site. But there are other ways that you can create a social network by allowing people to share an experience. So like I was mentioning before, with the Huggies website, what we found out is that everybody took pictures of the baby, of the upcoming birth, the first birthday, all that. But it was awfully hard to get those photos anywhere. And we also knew that women like to create things. We all like to create things. So we created Listening to Women, a tool that people can upload their photographs and then design around them. They can put borders, and they can put frames, and they can change the background and so on. And then they can email that to someone in a little booklet that they can print out right on their home computer.
Mm-hmm.
So that created a social network, because now I'm able to share pictures with you of my daughter,
mm-hmm.
and not just by sending an attached photo, but by actually creating words and a little description and creating a little booklet that I can give. But you know what? It's so inexpensive that I can just share it with as many people as I want, because it doesn't cost that much. That's an example.
Have you found that women are more likely to do this than men?
Well, you know, it's really
probably depends on the
topic.
Subject, isn't it?
If it's about fishing, I would be willing to bet more men are going to do it than women.
I'm going to send that big largemouth bass to a lot of people that I just got, right? Stand by. Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Jory Clark. Stay with us.
My parents live in the same small town.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jory Clark. The company that she founded is called Spectracom. And Jory, the website is spectracom.com, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody wanted to get you to help them to take their website, to take their online strategy to the next level, you can do that for them, can't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, lots of folks who do that. You also have some other websites I like telling people about. Go ahead.
We do. One of my personal favorites is our kids website called kidscom.com, KIDSDOM.COM.
Jory, you've been one of the one, and I'm just going to brag on you a little bit here, and then I'll let you come back and say what you were about to say. Folks, Jory is one of the things I really admire about Jory, is she has been one of the pioneers, and which, you know, usually pioneers are really old, but she's not very old at all. But she's one of the pioneers of trying to provide quality things, wholesome things for young people to do on the internet. And Jory, I congratulate you on that. I'm really proud of you for that.
And I'm pretty proud. The Better Business Bureau actually said that we were leading the industry in responsible marketing practices to kids.
You know what, folks? Nothing but the best for my audience. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. So congratulations on that, Jory.
You know, it came from the fact that we realized so many kids are exposed to just negative media messages. Yep. You know, you hear about that in schools with the violence and the sexy dressing and all of that.
Watch the news.
And so we decided we really needed to use this internet thing as a force for good. And so we developed this website.
You actually don't wear any kind of a little mask or anything. You don't have a superhero costume or anything, do you?
I do have a cape. I have to.
Oh, you do? I knew about the cape.
I still haven't figured out how to leap tall buildings in a single bound. But
you have more than one, don't you? Kidscom.com and then there's another
one. Kidscom.com and that's for 8 to 15 year olds. And then we have one for younger kids called Kidscom Junior. And you can find them all if you go to kidscom.com. At the very bottom, you can link to the parent site, and you can link to the 3 to 7 year old site.
And I really encourage you to do that. Now, how do we use this kind of approach, the younger generational thing? How do we use that to our advantage in marketing?
Well, you know what's interesting is there was just a study that was released, and I have all these facts. If anybody wants them, I'm glad to send them to you, that showed that it is the kids in the household that are more and more doing the online shopping or the online researching for household products.
Are parents surprised at that? I mean, is this news to a lot of parents?
You know, it was interesting. I mentioned that in a meeting of all serious businessmen who were bankers and marketers and so on. And they all thought at first, well, we can't believe that. And then one of them piped up and said, actually, you know, my 10-year-old just helped me find our vacation location. And then another guy piped up and he said, actually, my 14-year-old just suggested what big screen TV we had to buy. And before they were done, all of them had to admit that they had had an experience in their very own households where their kids had done a lot of the researching for them or had actually gotten it all queued up for them to actually make a purchase, whether it was print materials out so they could go to a store or whether it was to purchase it directly online.
So you're saying that maybe even if we're not selling a product that kids use, maybe we should be making our websites a little more kid-friendly because they may be doing the shopping.
What we're saying is if a 12-year-old can't figure out how to find your product information or buy your service, then you need to redesign your website.
Of course, maybe that might be, you know, typically I'm starting to think that they need to design backwards for the adults, not the kids.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Because they're pretty sharp.
The other thing on our kids' website that people really need to understand, it goes back to that social networking and so on. If you go to our kids' website, there's something on the homepage called Plant Babies. And you can click on that. Plant Babies. And you can demo it without having to register on the site as if you were a kid or get one of your kids to register. And the thing that's important about this is that it represents something called virtual pets. And that's where kids adopt something online, and then they take care of it.
They have to feed it.
They have to feed it.
Change the litter box.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's interesting about this is this is what kids are doing, and this is what adults are doing, is they're looking to create something themselves and then maintain it over time.
Jory, this is fascinating. It's all at kidscom.com, right?
Kidscom.com.
And also spectracom.com. That's where Jory is. Folks, she's a leader in the industry. And Jory, thank you for being here. Thanks for all you do for us, and we appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Jim.
Jory Clark, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too, but it's going to be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.